Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Stella Blue Coffee is more than just great coffee. It's coffee with a purpose. Introducing We Brew to Rescue, a nationwide campaign using proceeds from our new ready-to-drink cans to help fund 1,000 pet adoptions this year. Every can you crack open helps a real pet find a real home. Simple as that. Made with 100% Colombian coffee, each 11-ounce can delivers smooth, drinkable energy with a boost of protein. Available in espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. Built for mornings, long days, and everything in between. Drink Stella Blue, fuel your day, and help save a pet's life. You can follow our progress in real time throughout the campaign by watching the adoption tracker on our site. Grab yours now at StellaBlueCoffee.com, Amazon, and select retailers nationwide.
All right, welcome to the bracket, episode 165. Today, myself, Tommy, Che back after the football season is now over, KB, Nick, and Mook joining in because we're recording on a Monday and we can get him on. I feel like we've missed you. We haven't had you in a while.
Tuesdays are tough for me because I'm up until 4 or 5 and then I don't sleep until 7. Then I wake up at 3. So good to be here.
Pretty fair reasoning. So today, this will be hopefully, I think, the last time we probably do this, but I've once again surprised the group with the...
I like the surprise.
If you like the surprise,
yeah,
you can,
it's fun.
The surprise.
Yeah.
So the topic today is the funniest town names in the United States.
Ooh.
And so this is one, when I wrote this one a while back, but we didn't end up using it, this one where I feel like specifically, KB, you're going to have, I think, a good time with this one. You may know half the towns for all I know.
Are these like real towns or cities or just like
real
incorporated places?
There's like one or two like incorporated town, unincorporated,
which have no people. Yeah, I'm cool with whatever.
Yeah, but I did my best to try and make sure, like, I went and looked at it. I'll screen share so that we can look. I have all the Wikipedia pages pulled up for them, so we can go and like look at them for a bit too. So, but before we get to that, let's talk about Blue Chew. Have better sex with Blue Chew. Good. You know what? I'm just going to include the entire beginning porn section that we were just talking about. So this is a good little mini segue. So that just for you.
Jay was watching porno.
Jay was watching some porn. No big deal.
Do me.
Actually, some piracy things are up. Don't do that.
They're going to see
that. Piracy.
You're under arrest.
Put them up.
I saw someone put up a tweet yesterday or a couple days ago, like, porch pirates should be hung up by the streets like real pirates were. Like, if hung up on a street lamp with like a sign around their chest.
Oh my God.
If you're like a porn pirate, the same thing. Have better sex with Blue Chew. Blue Chew is the original brand offering chewable tablets for better sex. And starting now, Blue Chew is offering a combo so strong it'll knock your socks off and your neighbor's socks off. Whoa. You'll have tons of, you'll move towns with the amount of noise you're making. Blue Chew Max has arrived and combines the active ingredients of Viagra and Cialis into one chewable. The combo acts fast and lasts. Be ready when she needs it with your first month of Blue Chew free. Blue Chew tablets are made in the USA and prepared and shipped directly to your door. The best part, it's all done online. That means no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. Blue Chew won't stop until every man is bricked up like a brick house. Yeah. That's a great song, Commodore. That is the mission. Make life easier by getting harder and discover your options at BlueChew.com. We have a special deal for our listeners. Try your first month of Blue Chew free when you use the promo code BRACKET. Just pay $5 shipping. That's promo code BRACKET. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. We thank Blue Chew for sponsoring our podcast.
Dude,
all right.
Shout out Blue Chew. You don't even need a her for that. You can just pop those.
Yeah, just for yourself.
Yeah,
I guess you could have a him.
Don't need I've never heard that wording.
Like, you can go solo. You can go solo.
Oh yeah,
solo.
Just have a Sunday, you know.
So that
there's
is actually
nothing better though than fucking railing a hot girl.
A perfect, perfect segue into the first town name. By the way,
on a fucking Blue Chew, you know.
Oh my God, Tommy! When you're doing it,
are you humping right now?
Humping? Thinking about how much I'd have a girl moaning if I had to do it.
Tommy,
there.
Out of anybody I know, you love humping hot chicks.
Oh, it's one of the best. One of the best.
One of the things.
You were the one that put me on to it.
Yeah. Hey, come here. Yo, you gotta try this thing. My boy,
you gotta try this. I don't know. I was skeptical.
Yeah, no, I'm telling you, it's not for everyone.
Maybe not for Mook. It's a good segue into our first town name, which is Loveladies, New Jersey. Loveladies, New Jersey is going up against number 5 seed, Gay Georgia. So,
no. Ain't no way.
Yeah.
No.
Matchup of the
of course.
Yeah. Matchup of the ages. See if I can share screen and put them up. But Love Ladies is New Jersey down near the shore, gay Georgia, about as backwards as you could possibly get. It was originally named Sassyville, which is not a joke.
No way.
not a joke. Let's see if I can share the screen.
That's what I'm looking at. Yeah.
Yeah.
Long Beach Island.
Here, I'll pull it up. You could see gay Georgia and Love Ladies,
gay
right?
Georgia.
Wow.
Yeah,
there it is.
Love Ladies, Love New Jersey. Ladies. Yeah, as like we were saying before, KB, unincorporated county, but
that's fine. Yeah,
there's only a few of them, I promise. And going up against, once again, gay Georgia, or sorry, Sasserville, not Sassyville.
Sasserville.
Still kind of.
It was changed to gay.
It was the host of the Cotton Pickin' Fair in October. And
what
also,
year?
Okay, that makes sense, actually. It was featured.
Episode one of Queer Eye for Netflix.
And Barbecue Showdown. Like the straightest thing and the gayest thing you could or show you could possibly have.
What the fuck does a gay barbecue look like?
I don't.
Lots of hot dogs, I guess.
I don't know.
So, Love Ladies, New Jersey versus Gay Georgia. Let's start with you, Che.
We're voting for which one is better, right?
Yeah, like which one's the funnier town name?
The population of gay is one. It's you, Ken Jack.
Oh no!
Fuck! I gotta move.
That gay being in Georgia, that it can't be in any funnier place for the most part. Arkansas, maybe, or Alabama, like
places where they hate gay people.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got to be that. Love Ladies is like a small little district in Long Beach Island that, like, some people have beach houses that are near the lighthouse and like go for walks. Like, eh. That's okay. A lot of straight guys, a lot of lesbos, but there's a lot of happy people, I think. Gay Georgia gets my vote.
One for gay Georgia. KB.
And lesbians cross the street with reckless abandon. Every time I've almost hit a person, lesbian.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Tie balls are regular.
They're tie balls, Tommy.
They're fucking fullbacks out there.
It's unbelievable.
That's probably why you're crashing.
Yeah, I mean, the damage to my car would be insane.
It's like hitting a deer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You bring it to the body shop, I also get it serviced by a lesbian.
I think I almost hit three lesbians last week alone. Jesus. They just cross.
Isolated.
They just cross.
They do just cross, yeah.
What fuck are you driving? KB.
Love Ladies is whimsical. Is it funny? I like it. I think it's the better town name. Gay. Gay Georgia, if you say it like that, that's funny. Gay Georgia. Gay is actually a common eponym used for like lots of things. I think there's a Fort Gay, West Virginia, but the singular Gay Georgia will take my vote. And I'm imagining it's not in a gay-friendly area. It looks like backwoods Georgia. I'm going to go gay.
Mm.
Gay.
Which fort do you think Jared Fogle likes more, Fort Gay or Fort Minor?
Oh, damn. Dude, do you think anybody runs for mayor of Gay, or do they have to, like,
I thought Jared
beg
Fogle
people?
So Gay has 110 people, which is like enough of a collection to need some type of authority.
Christopher Walker is the mayor of Gay.
Walker, mayor of Gay.
That has to be forced upon you. Nobody's running for that.
Yeah. Never want gay.
I
want to
be your gay mayor.
I imagine people in Georgia drive through gay Georgia like people here drive through Gary, Indiana.
They hold their breath.
lock
their doors.
Don't
let any of the air in.
I don't want to get ass fucked.
So KB's going for gay. Nick.
It's so funny. Yeah, I'm going to go with gay.
Three for gay, Mook.
It's gay. It's gay Georgia all day.
Gay Georgia's going to win, but Tommy?
Yeah, I'm a gay man as well. I just the idea of like a really like homophobic South, like backwoods guy, like going on a rant and then someone saying, "Where are you from?" And he has to like get it out from his teeth, like gay, I'm from gay Georgia, I guess. Very funny to me.
So gay Georgia is going to move on. Now we have our 4 seed versus our 13 seed. Our 4 seed is uncertain Texas. This one made me laugh just because I in thinking about it, like when someone asks you like, "Hey, where are you from?" Uncertain, like it's just it's gotta be
yeah,
a tough
got a real who's
that's,
on
that's,
first.
Yeah, it's an Abbott Costello kind of that's an Abbott Costello ass town.
Yeah, uncertain Texas is going up against nothing Arizona.
Wow,
which by all accounts is an uninhabited ghost town, but still technically exists, and the features of the town are still there. It's weird to see a town abandoned. So, uncertain Texas versus nothing Arizona, Tommy.
I'm going to go uncertain Texas because of that Abbott and Costello type routine where I'm from. Uncertain, aware, Texas, what part of Texas? Uncertain, you know, you could go on days and you could get a full movie out of that. Nothing is, it's basic. I'm from nothing. Like, uncertain is a little more unique. It's funnier. And again, that Abbott and Costello potential is through the roof.
Mm-hmm. Through the fucking roof.
Right on the border of Louisiana. Sending Mincy to uncertain would be actually.
I want to send him to gay.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. So whatever wins this bracket should host the next rat race.
Yes. Wow. Yep. That's decided.
There it is. Mook.
Yeah, I got to go with uncertain here. I think that's just a funnier, like, to say where you're from. I'd rather say uncertain, and then people just like, you mind fuck them. I used to do this terrible bit at the bars where I would go up to people and ask them their name, and then when they would ask my name, I'd say, I don't know. What? I would say, like, I don't have a name.
How often did that work?
Never. It got people so angry.
Yeah, I don't know, actually.
It got like, girls pissed off. It got guys, like, ready to fight me because they thought I was, like, fucking with them, which I was.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, for me, it was, like, the most fun I've ever had at a bar, just being like, I never got a name.
I'm actually not sure.
Know. Yeah, I don't know who I am, so I'm going to go uncertain.
Dude, girls love an amnesiac more than anything.
Ever. Oh, yes.
So uncertain. Nick.
What happens when you lock 18 coworkers in an office for 1 week to compete for $250,000 of cash? This is Surviving Barstool Season 5, presented by Rumble Premium. Each episode released 3 hours early, so get it ad-free before anyone else, only when you join Rumble Premium. Surviving Barstool premieres Sunday, August 9th at 5 p.m. on Rumble Premium and everywhere else at 8 p.m.
Uncertain is like, I think that's like, I think nothing is better. I'm thinking of the person that named Uncertain, and I think I wouldn't like them. Like, what's your town called? Uncertain. Like, that's not for me. I'm going to go nothing.
One for nothing. It was incorporated in 1961 too, so it wasn't even like some old-timey old west thing where, like, we didn't even know what to name it anymore. Like, it's a relatively recent town.
It's very new. Yeah.
Yeah. KB.
Both of these sound unusual just for the sake of being unusual, whereas, like, gay probably had a reason it was named gay. Uncertain is less of a name, which makes it a little bit funnier to me. And nothing just doesn't have anybody there, which kind of makes it, nothing. It doesn't make it a town. So I'm going to go uncertain.
Another one for uncertain. I guess Nothing Arizona got its name from a bunch of drunks, according to its Wikipedia page.
How many? Like, thousands? A bunch of
drunks. Thousands of drunks in Arizona?
That's nothing.
Jay.
Yeah, I mean, similar to everyone else, the uncertain is, it's just more of a conversation starter. Than nothing is more of a, like, all right. But it would be a kind of a flex, but, like, yeah, it came from nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
nice. That's damn.
Yeah, so I still got to go uncertain.
The settlement.
That's what we've been missing during football season.
Glad you're back, man.
The nothing had a peak population of 4.
Okay.
Gas.
So that would be funny to me.
That's crazy. How do you have a gas station or convenience store if it's only 4 people? Does a whole town work in the convenience store?
Probably drive in. I mean, you don't live in New York anymore.
Fair point. uncertain.
The wounds are still fresh.
Uncertain Texas moving on. Now we have the 9 seed versus the 8 seed. The 9 seed is Half Hell, North Carolina. In Brunswick County, North Carolina. Let's see. Originally in the 1800s, the settlers located the swamps. They couldn't cross, so they said they were in halfway to hell. And Half Hell, North Carolina, is going up against Hell, Michigan.
Oh. We've been.
You've been
we
to have, hell?
Yeah, we did the whole.
Donnie ran for mayor. You could pay and be mayor for the day.
Did you go to the grist mill?
We didn't go to the grist
mill. We unfortunately didn't go to the grist mill. What is the grist mill in hell?
The grist mill in hell. What the fuck? I guess it's just a corn mill. I thought grist was like ground up like meat or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
or,
it's like gristle.
Gristle. That's what I'm thinking of. Yeah. So Half Hell versus Hell. Check.
I mean, I gotta go hell. The half hell is interesting, but like just saying you go to hell or it came from hell, those type of things are somewhat appealing. It could also like on a town sweatshirt or like I'm imagining like an airport that just says like Chicago. It
Oh
could be
yeah.
interesting to just say
I
hell.
bought a bunch of hell merch when I was there.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going hell.
One for hell. KB.
Yeah. The hell novelty, it wore off like 2 minutes into us being
I
there.
would say less.
Less.
Yeah.
We did attend a wedding there, which was
A lot of goth chicks
funny.
get married
Yeah.
there.
I think hell would be funnier if it was there was an apostrophe in the middle and it was heel, like he will. That would be a funny
Now that.
put that
Hell
one
versus
here.
heel.
Heel. I'm gonna go half hell is a little bit funnier of a town name than just hell. Half hell is my
One
vote.
for half hell, Nick.
Yeah, the slight optimism is funny to me. Just like, oh, we're in hell. He's like, ah, it's half hell.
Yeah, it's not all the
So
way
I,
there.
yeah, and I was looking for more info. They got nothing. I think half hell is a little bit like cheekier.
That'd be a layup dad joke. Be like, oh, what part of town are you? Be like, oh, the good part.
The good part of half hell.
So you're going with half hell.
Hell, Michigan just seems like a strictly for marketing.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Let's see. Why was it? Did it have any? It doesn't say why it was named Hell or number of. Okay, the Germans called it that. All right, makes sense. Mook.
Why do the Germans have a say in Michigan?
Yeah,
what the fuck?
we have the Germans name
Wait,
this one.
but so shined hell means so beautifully bright. So they were being
Hell.
positive. That could
Ah.
be it. When you say hell, Michigan in my head, I just think of like a dark, cold landscape that like
I think of
resembles like
Detroit, am
Detroit.
I right?
I think I'm gonna go half hell because I think that like just calling it hell is like, oh, this place sounds scary. And then half hell, like it's a little bit funnier.
Half hell with three votes, one for hell, Tommy.
Yeah, half hell easy. Hell is, oh, you know, what's the worst name for a town? Hell.
Yeah, I'm
Half
from
hell easy.
hell.
There's a little spunk there.
Yep.
So half hell is going to move on. Now we
I'm
have
making
our.
sure it's big for me if the schools in that town name their team name something fun with it.
It better be. If they, I
I'm
don't,
looking.
they,
It's
these probably
hard
don't
for
even
they're
have.
so small.
Devils.
So now we can do our chain game, and I'm just going to look up the options as we go. The first one is Good Grief, Idaho.
It's Charlie
That's
Brown ass
a
town.
funny statement.
Another one, an unincorporated one. It was saluted by the show Hee-Haw, Good Grief in Idaho.
Okay.
I don't even know. I don't know what that is. That's going up against Myanus, Connecticut.
Oh yeah.
Oh wait,
Oh yeah.
that one's accidental.
Yeah, that's
Now
good.
that.
Now we're talking.
And they changed it from Miamis.
No, they didn't.
Myanus, Connecticut, going to, and also we have.
Oh, the Jackass boys, I knew they would do something with this.
That's going up against Arab. Sorry, it's specifically pronounced Arab,
Yeah.
Alabama.
Arab?
Yeah. I
That
made
is
that's
crazy.
sick.
Look at their flag. Can you zoom the flag?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh.
We need that flag.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, we
I
need that
got
flag.
it.
Yeah, thanks.
Whoa. Oh, no.
What?
Just reading this part. Arab was a sundown town with a sign warning blacks not to stay in Arab after
Jeez,
dark.
God damn. No,
Ku
I'm not going
Klux
by the
Klan material
flag.
was disseminated throughout 2014. Jesus, what
Okay.
the fuck is
No.
going on in Arab?
Sundown town into the tent. Ugh.
And also we have Poverty, Kentucky.
Two on the nose.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that's exactly what I thought. That's why I didn't seed it. Poverty, Kentucky, correct, Indiana, which I also think is a kind of a funny one.
Correct.
Yeah, just correct, Indiana.
I do like that.
I wish it was erect.
Coward, South Carolina.
Funny.
I think that's a
Coward.
tough one to get by. And this is like a reasonably big town.
That's what I, that goes a long way for me too.
Yeah, it's just 748 people in it. Like, it's a lot of people live in Coward. And then lastly, Fertile, Iowa, which I don't know. Just the word fertile is.
It's a fair name.
Yeah, it's
I guess
probably
for an old town.
farmland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. 305 people, Fertile, Iowa. So to go through the options again, Good Grief, Idaho, Myanus, Connecticut, Arab, Alabama, Poverty, Kentucky, Correct, Indiana, Coward, South Carolina, and Fertile, Iowa. Let's start with you, Tommy. Which one do you want to move on?
I'm between Arab, Alabama, and Myanus, Connecticut.
Yeah.
I think it's got to be my anus, Connecticut. Yeah, I mean, that's just class. And I, like I said, I don't think it's on, like, it's not on purpose. And I don't know how long it took him to realize it, but that's just.
It should have been pretty quick.
It should have. You would think it's with. It's on day one, but I'm gonna go my anus.
Do they think it's like me anus? Is that what it is? Or
yeah,
but it looks like here. Exact... Look at the pronunciation there. Is that not my anus?
I don't know how to read those fucking things.
I think MAI, my anus.
Do people live there?
It's a neighborhood of Greenwich, so I mean, I guess so.
Oh, damn.
Greenwich is a pretty rich town.
Stella Blue Coffee's new can lattes are here, crafted with 100% Colombian coffee. Each can is a good source of protein and comes in two smooth flavors, espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. And whether you're braving your morning commute or chasing your pup, Stella Blue cans are for those always on the go and for those who care. Stella Blue is more than just great coffee. It's about giving back. I named the brand after my rescue dog, Stella, who inspired our mission to help more dogs find their forever homes. Every purchase supports animal rescue organizations. So when you drink Stella Blue, you're not just fueling your day, you're saving a dog's life. Try the new cans today. Taste the difference and make a difference. All new Stella Blue coffee can lattes now available at stellabluecoffee.com or subscribe on Amazon for 10% off.
Oh, based on a mispronunciation of me anus.
Me anus. Wait, here, I'm going to play the... How to say it. Nope, no, I'm not.
Either way, you're going for one for my anus, right?
No, because if it's not pronounced that way, then I'm going to go A-Rob Alabama.
One, then for A-Rab Alabama. Mook.
Yeah, are we good to vote A-Rab in? Because that is... Like, it's fucked up, but that name is just hilarious. A-Rab Alabama.
I like the UAV.
Yeah, I mean, we're not voting on what town, you know, has done the least KKK activity.
Yeah, give me A-Rab then. The city of A-Rab.
One for A, or another one for A-Rab. Nick.
I'm looking at my anus. It's like, just reading it is funny. Like, there was a bridge collapse. Three people died in my anus. Like, in the my anus river. It's technically called North My Anus. 3,900 people. I'm going to still go with Arab. It's right in your face.
Yeah.
The flag, it's right there in your fucking face. The flag goes a long way from me.
Dude, imagine like the hookah shops and the vape
shops.
Oh
my God,
Arab,
yes.
Alabama.
Dude, according to their census makeup, no Middle Eastern people. Not a single Middle Eastern person lives in Arab. There's more Pacific Islanders than there is Arab.
That's a twist.
Four Pacific Islanders?
There's four Pacific Islanders in that. That's oddly specific. Okay, so another one for
Arab. They really got out the black people. Only 32 black people?
Well, I mean, yeah, they fucking just KKK active in there in 2015. It's fair.
It's crazy.
So
Nick, I wouldn't stay either, Tommy.
So Nick, you're going with A-Rab. Wait, as well.
I'm reading about how they got their name.
Yeah.
When he wrote it in, he wanted to name it after his son, A-Rad, but they just misread it, and so in the files, it's A-Rab.
Oh,
okay. What a
so
man.
It's
perfect.
It's
what the fuck is A-Rad? That's what
I know.
Yeah, A-Rad Thompson. He was one of the three names. They're also considering Ink and Bird, both terrible names as well. Jesus Christ. So you're going with A-Rab. KB.
A-Rab is a very funny town name. The fact that it's in Alabama is even funnier. It has a pretty like decent population of 8,000. Some notable people from A-Rab. Vernon Derrick, the mandolin player.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Jack Lively, the pitcher. Wayne Mills. A-Rab is funny, so I'm going to go A-Rab.
A-Rab's going to win, but Shay?
I probably would have went my anus here, but the appeal of the A-Rab, you could do the Busta Rhymes song, A-Rab
yeah.
Money, you could do the Arabian Nights, as I'm sure the townspeople are called.
A-Rab High School's on Arabian Drive.
Yeah.
They have a high school, A-Rab High School.
A-Rab High School, and I think they're the Knights. They're the Arab Knights.
Oh, shit.
That's cool. At least they
they're leaning into it.
Knights yeah. With a K?
Yes.
Okay.
Arabian Knights is nice.
That's cool.
This is their mayor, by the way, Bob Jocelyn, in his Big Daddy Special car.
He's got the Big Daddy Special.
Yeah.
God, got the A-Rab oil money.
What the fuck is this? Town?
Where is he? That might be actual Arabia.
No, that's like the Salt Flats in Utah. Like,
oh,
I don't know.
Oh, wow.
What the fuck he's doing there. But A-Rab is going to move on. And now he's going up against PP Township, Ohio.
Oh, yeah. Now we are talking.
Our number one seed, PP Township. PP Town is going to be a pretty tough one to beat.
Taking you to PP Town.
PP Town, Ohio versus A-Rab, Alabama. Let's start with you, Che.
I mean, it's got to be PP Town. The PP, like, I'm trying to figure out what age you stop calling it PP and it's called like piss or.
Well, I called my dick my PP.
Yeah.
The actual, like, meaty slab of dick.
My PP hole.
Well, congrats. we would call this stuff coming out of it. You're gonna go pee pee.
Okay.
Yeah. But either way,
I call my dick my pee pee.
I would pee out of my pee pee.
Yeah.
Oh. No, we always said, "Are you gonna go pee pee?"
Okay.
That too.
That's fine, man.
Yeah, so I'm gonna go PP Township. That's great. I like that the township is on the end too. Just kind of make
adds
it,
a lot
feel
to it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
PP Township's gonna get a vote from Che. KB.
PP Township is funny. It's one of those things that would have to get annoying for the residents. Mm-hmm. What else do you call it? You can't shorten PP.
Their flag is pretty cool.
Double P.
Click the. It's like.
Yeah, it's just still right PP.
It's got PP. Yeah. They shortened PP to PP.
Yeah.
All right,
good work, boy.
We're getting made fun of for being PP. Let's how do we shorten it?
PP looks like some wheat, like a slab of butter or
a buckeye,
like mushroom? A roll with butter on it. What's yeah? Or that made more sense probably. And
but
I don't know what
like
that
a
is.
Nazi eagle.
Yeah, the Nazi fucking like eagle thing. Not even like our eagle, really. Like the what the fuck.
And they have to call it PP. There's no workaround or detour or abbreviation. It's PP. And then Township does make it fun.
Township is
like
so
officializing
funny.
The word PP.
If it was like Arab Grove or Arabville, it would, there would be more.
It would be funny.
Yeah.
PP Creek runs right through it.
Referring to the penis or urine.
PP Creek.
PP Creek right through PP Township. So KB, you're gonna go with PP.
Yeah, I like PP Township.
And it was a safe place for African Americans in the 1800s.
Unlike A-Rab.
Nice. Yeah.
So Nick,
you got to go PP Township here, just because you're so stuck. That was a great point, Kyle. You're PP, and the only way to shorten PP is PP. You're stuck. There's no way around it. Yeah.
When you're mad and need a ride home, you got fucking PP.
Tell that to the taxi driver, like, hey, where are you headed?
Take me down.
And I think they added township to like kind of like so you could say it fast. It still doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nick's going for PP. Mook.
I think I gotta go PP because it's just a funny name, and like you know some kid named his Minecraft server PP Township, like without knowing that
existed.
Also like calling it like if you're like a little bit older, you're like, yeah, I'm from fucking like Piss Township.
Yeah, they call it Piss. All the punks call it Piss Town.
Piss Town. Mm-hmm. Arab would have a better shot if it was like Arabville. But I'm gonna go PP Township.
PP Township, Tommy.
Behold the first I've sorted it by news. Behold the big PP fire truck, Ohio's newest protector.
There's a PP parade today.
Oh my! Town. Look at this. That's really funny.
What else is going on, PP Township?
PP Township by news.
Seriously, what's the deal with PP Township? It's really funny. Tommy,
the PP Township garage. PP Township. I mean, A-Rap had a nice little run, but PP Township's a strong one. I'm trying to think of some joke like. You know, it started as an African-American community. PPs, African-Americans have big PPs.
Mm-hmm. There's something
there. Can't totally flesh it out. But
yeah, work on it.
Pretend like I did.
Keep thinking about it. PP Township, though, is going to move on for sure. So PP moves on. On the other side of the bracket, we have the number 11 seed, Cheesequake, New Jersey.
Wait, do we know somebody from there?
Well, I think...
It's definitely on pronounced
the
Jackson.
One of the exit signs.
They have a rest stop and they have
Cheesequake is great.
And Cheesequake is going up against West Virginia's finest, Booger Hole West Virginia. The community is subjected to about a dozen murders in a short period of time.
Tommy, we've spoken about this.
Sent
it to me.
Yeah.
I sent Booger Hole. Tommy did. Sorry.
No, I sent a TikTok or something about, it was like random city names, and I guess KB looked them up in this one. And yeah, about a dozen murders.
A dozen murders.
That's a lot.
A lot for anywhere.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy.
It's also funny that they don't know the exact number.
About a dozen?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's something you should really get down.
Okay, so Cheesequake, New Jersey versus Booger Hole, West Virginia. Tommy.
Oh, easily Booger Hole. I mean, you know, I'm going to dock Cheesequake points because it's not pronounced Cheesequake.
What is it?
What is it? Chesequake?
Yeah.
That's even funnier.
That's way funnier.
Please don't call it Cheesequake. It's Chesequake. It
has to be like a
It's Cheesequake.
Wait, is it?
The pronunciation's on the thing. Let's see.
On the Wikipedia, it said the community's...
It's from the like, Lenape.
Just look at the pronunciation.
There it is.
I was looking at where it says Unami. Cheesequake? What does that mean?
Chesequake, which is the word it comes from.
It's like Native American.
Yeah.
Yeah, Booger Hole's funnier. I'm going Booger Hole.
For Booger Hole. Mook.
Yeah, give me Booger Hole every time. I love a good booger.
And what another one for Booger Hole, Nick.
Cheesequake is hilarious, man. Think of what an actual Cheesequake could be. It either sounds like a Dairy Queen season blizzard. Or a horrible natural disaster on the moon or something. I don't know. And the fact that some people it's not pronounced that way, that makes it funnier that it's Cheesequake. It's Cheesequake.
Cheesequake. KB.
Yeah, Cheesequake is killing me. Come on.
It's Cheesequake.
Cheesequake?
Sure.
Cheese is a funny word. Quake is a funny word. And then they combined them to make Cheesequake.
There's a Cheesequake statement. And like someone from like some Italian dude from the Jersey Shore has to rep Cheesequake.
Yo, you don't fuck with Cheesequake.
The first thing you see in Cheesequake before you get slimed. And it's something like a kid with a gun.
I love Cheesequake.
2-2 right now. Che, you're going to break it.
Ken Jack, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe Cheesequake is the beginning, unofficial beginning to the Jersey Shore.
Let's see.
It's like right above Seaside, I believe.
It kind of looks, so I guess the Jersey Shore kind of starts here. This township looks like it's right before it, basically, like the county before it.
So I have a story about Cheesequake, so I'm glad I'm here passing it.
Perfect.
Is that we took I think they have like a marsh or something like that. They have some type of...
Uh-oh, good thing Dana's not on this episode.
Yeah. Yeah. Got ass-fucked and butt-fucked.
By his boy. So I think for like, I forget what science it was, biology or something like that. Whatever dumbass science I was taking like senior year of high school. There was a girl in our class, her real name was Rachel, Rachel Carr. And we were taking a field trip to Cheesequake, and I believe she corrected the teacher. And said that it is called like Chesquake or something like that. So for the rest of that year, we referred to her as Chess. And every time anyone would pass around the hall, they would just yell out Chess.
Chess? Like a board game?
I think it's called Chesquake.
There's not two S's.
But that girl would just call her, everybody would call her Chess.
She corrected, it wasn't everybody, but it was like a sizable group of them. Maybe
it would have been way funner to just call her Cheese.
Call her Cheese.
Yeah.
Call her Cheese.
Chess is a cool nickname.
We called her Chess.
Like Cheesequake Gallagher. Like, that'd be hilarious.
You could have called her Cheesequake.
Yeah.
No,
it was right there, man.
You want it to be a little bit discreet, but then you'd be walking in the hallways between in periods, and if somebody saw her, they would just yell at the top of the lines, Chess!
It's not cutting
that's
at all.
That's the nerdiest bullying I've ever heard.
It could be Cheesequake.
He called her Cheese or Cheesequake. That'd be hilarious.
That's horrible.
Shout out to Rachel.
Called her Chess?
I have no idea what she's
doing. Chess.
Hopefully she's doing well.
That's like... fine name almost.
Yeah. That's a cool nickname.
I hope like one guy she currently works with is listening to this and called her Jess tomorrow.
Cheesequake has the John Bon Jovi rest stop.
Yes.
Okay.
That's what it is. Yeah.
Yep. Oh, that's huge.
I'm being swayed to Cheesequake very fast.
It's a good rest stop too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How so?
It's like I think it's like in the middle. Like some of them, you have to go off to the sides. This one, like you go down, you merge left from the right, and you go down like a not a tunnel, but like it's a downslope of a hill, and so you don't have to like go around and you know turn around if you need a thing. It's just like on your way.
Best McDonald's fries I've ever had is a rest stop up north of us. They still use beef tallow to make their fries.
Ooh. Oh,
is that RFK?
Yeah.
So, Chair, you're going with Cheesequake?
Yes.
Cheesequake's going to move on. That sounds like maybe like a Cheesecake Factory type of deal. Yes.
Sounds like a menu item. Yeah.
So, Cheesequake.
Or something very disgusting.
Yeah. Or maybe like a Guy Fieri restaurant, like a nacho bin thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the Cheesequake platter.
Yeah, exactly. So now we have the 3 seed versus the 14 seed. The 3 seed is Big Beaver, Pennsylvania.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Here's the thing about Big Beaver. Big Beaver is in Beaver County. It's south of North Beaver, Little Beaver, and New Beaver townships. It's northeast.
Beaver
of south-
County has so many Beaver names. There's a town called Beaver. There's a town called Beaver Falls.
Beaver Falls. And it's along the banks of the Beaver River. So lots of Beaver stuff going on in Big Beaver, Pennsylvania.
Damn.
Big Beaver is going up against this restaurant.
Why don't I think I've been to Big Beaver?
That's Big Sag, Montana.
Oh, I have. It's close to Weirton.
Okay, then I definitely have.
Big Sag.
Big Sag.
Big Sag, Montana. Big Sag, Montana versus Big Beaver, Pennsylvania. It's going to be a tough
one.
Che, Big Sag, Montana versus Big Beaver. I don't know which way. You're a horny bastard. You can go in any direction here.
Yeah, I mean, I love the titties, but I'm all about the beeves. So let's go Big Beaver, Pennsylvania.
A one for Big Beaver, Pennsylvania. KB.
Che, have you ever encountered a beaver too big?
Never.
It's a great Curbed episode where the girl smuggles out the Mickey Mantle ball in her oversized.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. KB.
I grew up around kids from Beaver, so maybe that name is desensitized. So I like Big Sag a lot. I think that's a funny thing to be big, a sag. I don't Big Sag, Montana.
Because you wouldn't call something as a Big Sag. You'd say they're really saggy.
You just say, yeah.
Yeah, so sagging up. Big Sag alert.
Yeah. Oh, that's what they're saying to me. Yeah. I got to pull my pants up.
You're desensitized. You're going for Big Sag 1-1 right now, Nick.
Big Sag is funny. It's real funny to me.
Good nickname, too.
I think it's like a rapper that lost a ton of weight.
Yeah. Mm. Yes.
That guy that Roan bullied?
It's just got a lot of extra skin.
Yeah. So 2 for Big Sag, 1 for Big Beaver. Mook.
I love Big Beaver in general.
Hell yeah.
But I think Big Sag... I just think of ball sack. I think of titties.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you think of both.
Yeah.
You think of both. And shorts.
And elbow skin.
Sag. Yeah.
I'm trying to think what else sags.
Earlobes,
pants. Yeah, I'm going to go Big Sag here. Shout out to all the Big Beavers out there, but Big Sag, funnier.
Big Sag's going to win, but Tommy?
Yeah, Sag's funnier than Beaver. My mind doesn't immediately go to pussy when I hear Beaver.
No, definitely not.
That's the animal still takes.
Yeah, animal still got top billing there. Sag is just a more unique word. So I'm going to go Big Sag.
Big Sag is going to win. Now we have our number 10 seed versus our 7 seed. Our 10 seed, I legitimately love this town name. Like, I would want to live here. Yeehaw Junction, Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking good name.
That's misplaced in Florida, though.
Yeah, very. Yeehaw Junction in Florida.
Sounds like a kid's show with puppets.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeehaw Junction is going up against our number 7 seed, Satan's Kingdom, Massachusetts. Which is
that kind of got me.
That's a tough one.
That was a genuine laugh from Scabelli.
It's just so absurd.
Scabelli loved that one.
Satan's get a load of Scabelli laughing over there.
It's not even hell. It's Satan's Kingdom.
Yeah, that's absurd.
Yeah, that's like a place on like a video game map that you shouldn't go.
Definitely don't go to Satan's Kingdom.
No.
Like Bloodborne or something. Satan's Kingdom, Massachusetts versus Yeehaw Junction, Florida, starting with you, Tommy.
Yeah, I mean, Satan's Kingdom got a genuine LOL out of me just now. That, I just did not see Satan Kingdoms coming. It's so detailed. So I'm going to go Satan's Kingdom.
All right, I'm going to go to maps. One for Satan's Kingdom, Mook.
It gets me laughing every time.
That's one for Satan's Kingdom.
It's Satan's Kingdom versus who?
Versus Yeehaw Junction, Florida.
Yeah, Yeehaw Junction, it sounds like a shitty restaurant. I don't know how else to describe. Satan's Kingdom is objectively like that guy right there. Who is that fucking guy? Like, that's,
I have no idea.
Those are the type of dudes that are like, I fucking love Satan's Kingdom. I'm going to go Satan's Kingdom. It's absurd. It should be in like Lord of the Rings or some type of video game.
Wait, is he in the picture next to that too? With a different sign?
Yeah.
This guy fucking loves Satan's Kingdom.
Going to signs.
This guy loves it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they're
guy.
All him.
Yeah. This guy fucking loves this place.
Fucking loves
polyamorous it. Couple, nice.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
You gotta assume so.
It is.
You gotta be thinking. Nick.
Yep. Satan's Kingdom sounds worse than hell.
It does.
I'm going Satan's Kingdom.
It's like the worst rap album cover I've ever seen. Yeah. Satan's Kingdom. KB.
Yeah, Satan's Kingdom is so like epic and detailed. It's ridiculous for just like a little quaint town and forest at New England. Satan's Kingdom, yeah.
It looks like very nice. It looks like a very pleasant town.
Green.
With the exception of the
I don't know if I would say it looks like a very pleasant.
Yeah, you said that when you found like a slab of debris.
Look at this guy. It's a memorial. It's a
doesn't
memorial.
Seem too bad.
Looks fucking awful.
It's a quaint little New England town nestled in the forest.
Just pictures of road signs and woods
and polyamorous couples
this could
wandering
be
in your woods.
Anywhere.
Yeah.
The people who probably seek it out are abysmal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Them.
There's, yeah.
It's like the most like 2012 Facebook post.
Yeah.
Like I'm at Satan's Kingdom right now.
So Satan's Kingdom's gonna win, but Jay.
Well, I'll go Satan's Kingdom. I don't have a strong tie to Yeehaw Junction, but I do like the name. But yeah, Florida, a little. I would have preferred a different state.
This place looks really nice.
How's that Florida?
Ken Jack, where'd you move in Jersey that you think this is nice?
Good God, man.
That's good stuff right here.
Also, do they have one building?
I think it's just this one place. Oh, no.
Oh, fuck.
Not anymore.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Got fucking pulverized.
It got obliterated.
No, I think that's... is that not the design?
That's a tractor trailer.
Oh, this fucking God. Rocks.
Oh, semi-crashes. I thought for a second it was the design.
No,
oh, it's gone. Yeah.
God damn. So there's nothing there.
There was one building.
We were literally... You couldn't have timed that better. We're like, is this the only building in town? And it's gone. Got destroyed.
Fuck, man.
Wait, it was a brothel?
Oh.
Oh, my. This got darker
Why
by
the
second.
Why are there so many pictures of this brothel?
Either way, Satan's... I was going to say paradise. Satan's Kingdom is going to move on.
Now Satan's paradise sounds worse.
Yeah. Satan's Kingdom is going to move on. Now we have the number two seed, which is Goochland County, Virginia.
Yes.
And so Goochland, what makes it kind of funny is like, the name is whatever, but it's also like the biggest place in town is the Licking Hole Brewery.
The Licking Hole.
They know what they're doing.
Licking Hole Brewery. They have a big history, but they're the biggest thing in town is the Licking Hole Brewery.
Well, this is an entire county, correct?
Yeah, it is. But also it's like, I think that there's a specific town within it. I might just click the wrong Wikipedia page. The seat of Goochland.
The seat of Goochland.
And that's going up against...
Named for Sir William Gooch.
That's so good.
That's going up against Center of the World, Ohio. Some tells me not exactly the center of the world.
It's not even the center of Ohio.
Yeah. It's not even relatively... Not even close. It was like right here. It's not even
Looking
close.
At that picture is very funny when it's just in the top right.
Not even close to the center. So Center of the World, Ohio versus Goochland, Virginia. Start with you, Che.
Oh, I don't love either of these. I think Center of the World is a little bit more unique. I mean, if you had a globe, you could probably manipulate it to the point where that was the center of the world.
Well, yeah, anything could be the center.
Yeah. Well, most things.
No, everything. It's a circle. It's a globe. It's a sphere.
Yeah, but you can't like turn it upside down, basically, right?
Yeah, you can.
Oh, I've been near a globe in far too long.
You could anywhere could be the center, I guess.
I guess you could like measure if you used like the lines of the equator and the prime.
I mean, the equator would be the center, right?
But if you like tilted it or whatever, but yeah,
if you move, if you're looking at the Earth from the top, yeah, like it's at an angle, it's the center. Like any angle you look at, we're in a three-dimensional space.
It's a unique town name, I like that.
Yeah, it looks nice to me.
So, road.
So one for center of the world from Che. KB.
Goochland is funnier. Goochland.
Yeah. Licking hole helps a lot, but center of the world is unique.
Oh, Justin Verlander is from there.
From Goochland?
The Goochland High School.
Really?
Wow.
What's their mascot? Thomas Jefferson lived in Goochland?
What?
Yeah. No, lived at Goochland.
Jesus Christ. John Hicks.
Goochland High School.
No mascot? That's probably smart.
Other unincorporated communities. There's one of those, Sandy Hook.
Yeah.
Could have been him. Sorry, KB, which one are you going for? Goochland or center of the world?
I'm going to go with Goochland.
One for Goochland, Virginia. Nick?
I'm going center of the world. I think it's weirder.
It is definitely stranger. Center of the world.
And being like a place that nobody's heard of called center of the world.
Why would there's not many history why it was named that.
Yeah, I can't find anything. Yeah.
It's just, well, it's obvious.
Oh, okay. So it was founded by this guy who had an eccentric investor who had plans to make his new community a major economic center of Northeast Ohio.
He failed miserably.
Oh, he really ain't hot.
That's funny.
That's funny. I fucking flopped on the center of the world.
Now this town's named this forever.
Yeah. Wait, and the railroad just went with Warren, Ohio instead?
No.
Center of the world.
I know some
fell.
People from Warren.
Yeah, Warren's a pretty big town by Youngstown.
Well, it could have been center of the world.
Damn.
Damn shame. Mook.
I still have to go Goochland. I just think, I saw on the Wikipedia there's like a Civil War section.
Oh, yeah.
Just imagine the Battle of the Gooch. I just think Goochland is just, it's all time. Gooch is an all time word. It's an all time body part. Give me Goochland.
Mm-hmm. So we're tied up, Tommy. You're going to break it.
Yeah. So I think I'm a little desensitized to how funny Gooch is because we just have Gooch who works with us.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So I hear Gooch, I think Robbie. I don't really think, oh, Gooch. Center of the world, Ohio. Being in like the very top right of Ohio and having absolutely nothing of note about it is funnier. So I'm going to go with that.
Center of the world is going to move on then. Beating out the number two seed. Goochland looks okay. Okay, so now we can run through our playoffs. First up,
so it looks fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Now we have the kingdom.
Yeah.
Now we have the number four seed versus the number five seed. The four seed is Uncertain Texas going up against Gay Georgia. Uncertain Gay.
Oh, come
gay.
On.
Yeah.
The matchup of Uncertain Gay.
That's easy.
So let's start out with
We've
you,
all
Tommy.
Been there.
Gay. I'm
certain.
It's gay.
You're certain it's gay, yeah. One for Gay. Mook.
Gay.
Two for Gay. Nick.
I'm going gay.
You're going gay. Nick's going gay. Three, yeah. KB.
Oh, gay and a romp.
Jay?
Gotta be gay.
Gotta be gay.
The cow is just in the door, dude, just listening.
Yeah. We're absolute fucking children. It's still so funny, though.
Yeah.
Gay and a giant ass fucking.
Yeah.
Gay.
They ass fucked on
a gay and a gay pummeled. Gay.
A gay fucking orgy.
Now we got PP Ohio.
Oh, PP Township.
PP Township, Ohio versus Half Hell, North Carolina, starting with you, Che.
PPT.
Give you the PP. One for PP. KB.
Yeah, PP Township here.
PP Township here, Nick.
Yeah, PP.
Three for PP. It's going to win, but Mook?
Give me PP. Give me all the piss.
Yeah.
Give you the pee-pee, fucking Tommy.
Pissed, dude.
Yeah, because we now have to get the matchup of gay pee-pee.
I mean, that is exactly what we have now. We have the matchup of gay Georgia versus pee-pee Township, Ohio. And Tommy,
God, I wish we could combine these and make a gay pee-pee, but...
I mean, I'll tell you what. We certainly could if you guys...
We could do anything we want. I'm going to go gay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You would.
One for gay, Mook.
It's so simple.
It's a battle of titans, but it's like gay is just always going to win.
Gay is so funny.
We could be naming like not even counties, like high, like roads, and gay would win. I'm going to go gay.
Two for gay, Nick.
I live in the West Village. There's a gay street, and I pass it. I laugh every time.
Just giggle, yeah.
A guy from gay can never win an argument.
No.
Yeah. No.
You just, there's one thing anybody can say and you lose.
Yeah.
You're from gay.
He can win inner town arguments at most.
At most. Yeah. As soon as he leaves town, just like, right. Yeah, you're from gay.
Yeah.
You can't play any road games.
You can only argue with gay.
He's awful on the road.
Dude, imagine the gay debate team. Those guys are going
to debate most.
Counterpoint, they're all gay. Yeah, it's gay.
Another one for gay. It's going to win, KB.
Yep. Gay.
Gay.
In Georgia. Gay. However you want to say it.
Tommy's been fighting back a smile the whole time.
It's just funny. Gay.
Che, you going gay Georgia?
No, I'm sticking up for PP Township. I like the township at the end.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you love PP.
Gay Township wouldn't be as funny, though, I don't think.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, it worked well for this.
No, it's way better than just simple gay.
Mm-hmm. Gay's going to get into the finals. Now we have the number 14 seed Big Sag Montana versus the number 11 seed Cheesequake New Jersey. So mm-hmm. Big Sag versus Cheesequake, one thing could lead to the other. Che.
Got to do it for Rachel. Give me Chess.
One for Cheesequake, KB.
Cheesequake is so funny. It's either really gross, really silly, or just straight up fun. Cheesequake.
Another one for Cheesequake, Nick.
I could see Cheesequake being like a really good wrestling finisher as well. From like a big dude.
I'm picturing something gross. Like
I'm picturing like a really wet
thighs.
Fart. A wet fart.
Cellulite
chunky fluff thighs like slapping.
Yeah. Discharge.
Oh.
Vibrating discharge.
I'm thinking like a fondue tower.
Like that too. Like it could also be.
Dude, I'm even looking at just like the symbol for the town of Gay.
Oh my God.
It's. I'm sorry. I'm still stuck on gay. Cheesequake.
Cheesequake might actually just be a food item too.
It's the town of gay logo is the T fucking the G.
No, it is.
Wait, let me. See.
Dude, you need that bumper sticker.
That's a good one.
Town of gay.
Town of gay. Yeah, no, it is the T fucking the G basically. So we have three for Cheesequake, Mook.
Look, I'm a child. I'm immature. I love making jokes about dick balls, pussy tits, and Big Sag just does it for me. Cheesequake is funny, but give me Big Sag.
One for Big Sag, Tommy.
Cheesequake. I was hesitant the first time. I was held up on how it was pronounced. I was being a Rachel Carr, but when you just said it straight, Cheesequake, New Jersey, I giggled, so I'm going to go Cheesequake.
Cheesequake's going to move on. Now we have Center of the World, Ohio versus Satan's Kingdom, Massachusetts.
Pretty got me again. I forgot it was coming. Again. I forgot it was coming, and Satan's Kingdom got my ass again.
Scavelli loves that shit.
Satan's Kingdom. I'm just going to give you the. I'm just going to give it the vote for you.
Yeah, then. I'm giving Satan's Kingdom.
One for Satan's Kingdom. Mook.
Who's it going up against?
Center of the World, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Center of the World got through?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Sorry, man.
Yeah.
No!
That kind of pissed me off. I didn't like that. Satan's Kingdom, for sure. Give me that. Because just the people that are flocking to Satan's Kingdom to be like, I'm going to Satan's Kingdom, are even funnier than the name.
No, yeah. See, I disagree. I think those people suck.
They do. But people are wearing that fucking like pumpkin shirt and that guy posing for selfies. Those guys are... Ridiculous.
Everyone that dates that is that goes there is like a nerdy guy dating a fat girl.
Yes.
Like those type of people going to Satan's Kingdom.
And those dudes are fucking hysterical.
Yeah.
I love them.
So as you vote for Satan's Kingdom, do you want to give us a fuck God, Mook? while you're at it?
No.
He said it again.
Oh, he said it again. I'm putting on the quote card.
I didn't do it. My mom is going to be mad. Do not do that. She's been up my ass, and I've been a good boy recently. I stopped boozing.
Are you living gay?
Wait, what aren't you going to say? Wait, what did we get you to say last time?
You got me to say, fuck God.
Thank you.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
My dad's in a church, dude. You got to.
Holy shit.
I was on a quote card. And Googled my name.
Yeah, it was up there. It was the first result for you.
My dad's a fucking elder, bro. This is serious.
He's an elder.
I'm going to post that out. I have
first result.
I log into the main Barstool account. I'm just going to post on everything. Like,
1 million people.
Dude, you don't understand. I'm going to get paragraphs and then my mom sending me fucking Bible verses from Instagram
Dude,
posts.
I need you to get grounded.
She'll send me videos of like religious influencers and be like, never speak on God like that.
He also, he said it kind of angry there.
Yeah, you did.
You should put that on an hour loop. A 1 hour long loop.
Hold on, Ken Jack. Edit this right after. Dude, uncool.
What was that, dude?
Take that back.
Yeah, I don't think you understand what you're doing to me right now.
Two for Satan's kingdom.
And that was out of nowhere.
Easy, what the fuck?
Can we edit it so that he says, fuck God, you don't understand what you're doing to me right now?
Yeah.
Like he was talking to God.
You added the fact that I said I love gay Georgia. My mom would explode. Yeah. She would burst.
I'm going gay. Fuck God.
Yeah. Oh my God. There it is. There it is. There it is.
Yeah. There we go.
I'm in trouble.
Hey, you could just make the podcast to be that.
Yeah. One like a
short one.
Like a 30-second pod. Just Mook making this.
And then the Blue Chew ad where I said, yeah, it doesn't have to be a her. It's just a highlight tape of
out of context, you are in deep shit.
I'm fucked.
I think actually I'm gonna make that like the before the main part of the episode. Usually I'll give like a little preview. The preview is
just
gonna
be
you going.
Good.
It's just gonna be going. Fuck God. Okay, welcome to the bracket. we are two for Satan's Kingdom right now, Nick.
Satan's Kingdom. Funny to me, it's metal. It's unnecessary. Like that hell, I can kind of get Satan's Kingdom. It is just in your face.
Mm. How Satan's Kingdom
through, like approval.
Satan's Kingdom it's an old
is
town.
So ridiculous. What is it facing?
It is Satan's Kingdom is going up against Center of the World, Ohio.
Okay, Satan's Kingdom, funnier name, but I love the story of Center of the World because they named it with full intentions of it being this booming economic world powerhouse. And
it's one of the most ambitious things I've ever
heard. That might be the biggest failure of all time. It's just some random town in Northeast Ohio. But yeah, Satan's Kingdom.
They couldn't even have LeBron be born there.
They didn't even get him.
I'm trying to think of like an equivalent of like that ambition.
Yeah.
Like,
there were some towns that didn't include them. There was one like Success. Really... Like there's a couple ones like that.
Center of the World is crazy.
Could have just said Center of Ohio even, or Center of Northeast Ohio would have made it move the goalpost down a little bit. Satan's Kingdom, Jay.
Yeah, it's a route. SK.
Satan's Kingdom. So Satan's Kingdom versus Cheesequake, New Jersey. Che.
I'm not going against Chess.
We were so mean to her. We called her Chess.
Gibby.
Yeah, you really ran with some crazy guys.
Guys are hardcore, man.
Gibby.
I was preparing for like cheese bitch or something crazy. Chess.
Yeah. She didn't even consider that like being bullied.
Yeah. That's... If she brought that to like your
that's
guidance
such,
counselor,
that's such a pathetic bully.
Yeah.
We're going to call her by the actual pronunciation that she prefers. Bitch.
One for Cheesequake. KB.
Yeah, Cheesequake in New Jersey makes it so funny. Like by the shore, like those tough guys got to go home to Cheesequake. If it was in like Wisconsin, I'd be like, yeah, okay.
But there has to be dudes that have Cheesequake tattooed on them in a really loopy font, like a really
Cheesequake.
I'm gonna have to look at more Cheesequake people. Nick,
Cheesequake.
Who are they up against?
Satan's Kingdom. Yeah, think about that one for a second before you make a big mistake. You're up.
Fuck. I think I might have to go cheese quick so I don't get.
You're already screwed, my friend.
Yeah,
it's over.
I'm gonna go cheese quick. I do think the Italians being like, I'm from fucking. I can't even do it.
I'm a cheese.
I'm mamma mia for cheese quick. I don't know. like Tony Soprano being like, I gotta go to Cheesequake.
Oh, fucking Cheesequake.
Whoa. Oh, shit. Give me Cheesequake.
One
Fuck
for
Satan.
Another one for Cheesequake. I thought you said Hail Satan for a split second.
No.
Wait, what didn't you think I said? Tommy.
I'll go down with Satan's Kingdom. It of all the ones you read off, I got the most hearty
you
laugh.
You did. You gotta be.
I gotta stay
true to yourself, man.
Yeah. So our finals matchup.
Fucking got a cackle out of that.
Our finals matchup is Cheesequake, New Jersey versus Gay Georgia.
Oh.
Cheesequake, New Jersey versus Gay Georgia. Tommy.
I think it's gotta be Gay Georgia because when you say it. Like that, like, oh, there's the regular Georgia. And then there's gay Georgia.
Do you think the opposite of gay is regular? That's fucked up, man. That's really fucked
Are you
up.
From normal Georgia?
Yeah.
Are you from the normal Georgia or the gay Georgia? So, yeah, I mean, gay Georgia, baby.
One for Gay Georgia, Mook.
It's Gay Georgia in a landslide, in a fuck fest.
Yeah,
in an absolute brutal
in a gay
fuck.
Orgy.
Yeah,
and yeah, two for Gay Georgia.
Yeah, imagine they have an orgy in gay, and you gotta go to a gay orgy, but it's just
oh, match.
Oh, a straight orgy in Gay Georgia. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Dude, just like a guy getting his first threesome. And it's just, yeah. He had a gay threesome.
Where you get invited to a gay orgy, and but you're gay, and you're upset to realize it's just a straight orgy and gay.
Yeah, yeah.
Gay Georgia.
What are these chicks doing here?
Two for Gay Georgia, Nick.
Tommy, you should do a video where you go down to Gay Georgia to have gay
have
sex.
An orgy. Yeah.
Like everybody's always been questioning your sexuality since you, since the moment you were born, and you finally try gay sex.
Instead right. of man on the street, it's man in my ass.
Yeah. Sure,
well, no, I would fuck a girl.
You would fuck a chicken gay, but you would see how you like gay sex.
Right, yeah. Right. I had gay sex in Georgia. There's thumbnail. So
and you're like doing like a Mr. Beast face.
Yeah.
Ooh, ow.
That's good.
Head check is
yeah, you got to do like those.
I had gay sex in Georgia, yeah. Question mark. Yeah. And I liked it.
Yeah. And it felt good.
So Nick, you're going gay, just gay Georgia.
Yeah, you have to go gay.
Another one for gay Georgia, KB.
Yeah, brevity is the soul of wit. I think gay edges out cheese.
This is some highbrow.
AGA. Yeah. What does that stand for? Gay. Guy's ass.
Crushed it. Crushed it.
Dude, you guys made such a creative pitch for Cheesequake, and it was just gay.
It's a powerhouse.
Yeah. Gay George is going to win, but Jay.
Yeah, I mean, it's a powerhouse. Chess made a nice run, but it's gay.
Yeah.
Tommy, you have to do this video. Please.
I really want to. Here was my only thought is, Do I bring a girl down, or do I find a girl and
gay? You don't leave until you have gay sex.
Yes.
Yeah.
God. So I just could fuck any. I could fuck any girl in Gay Georgia.
It's a marathon stream. It's like after dark.
Can I fly a girl out to Gay Georgia?
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
You can't leave until you have gay sex.
Yeah. Do like you and Dana like a bachelor trip to Gay Georgia or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, so Gay Georgia is going to win the bracket episode 165, Funniest Town Names. We'll be back next week with a new episode.